Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. I was awake for a bit this morning to see the 12s line up. Twice today, it will be 12 minutes and 12 seconds after 12 on 12-12. Fascinating bit of numerological silliness there. The universe, of course, has no idea about the 12s. And truth be told, on the 24-hour calendar, which is the only real one, the harmonic convergence of the 12s will only happen once today. Already? For you? Not yet? For you? Anyway, there's something about 12. Strange spelling, strange sound. Of course, this is only in English. In Spanish, doce, they have it right. In English, the shift from the cardinal 12 to the ordinal 12th, a PH and a TH sound. Who can even say that without a windshield wiper? 12th second of the 12th minute of the 12th hour of the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the 21st century. Whoa, 12, 21.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool, too. I like that. So all the 12s, of course. 12 has a lot of factors, a 2, a 3, a 4, and a 6 go evenly into 12. It's a very cooperative number. 12 months for the approximate 12 revolutions of the moon around the Earth each year. The universe may actually be aware of this bit of 12-ness. So is 12 good luck? Guess it was for the North Koreans, who successfully launched an intercontinental missile today with the help of Iran. They needed all the luck they could get, I guess, after a lot of screw-ups. And think of the bad karma. A room full of Iranian and North Korean missile launchers, maybe a couple of nuclear scientists in there. Whoa. That's got to be the equivalent of a dumpster full of smashed mirrors or a parade of black cats, a step on the crack, break your mother's back, mother load of bad karma. North Koreans, think of them as the apocalyptic Mayans of our time. They needed the 12s, big time.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my sweetheart gave to me 12.
There's the spirit. And we need 12 whats again? Right, drummers drumming. 12 drummers. Or just the one. Neil Peart of Rush, sounding like 12. One of those kind of drummers. But he and his band Rush made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday. Their first big album, 2112. Various plans made for today. Don't know if you noticed, in observance of the date, wedding chapels all booked up, ribbon-cutting ceremonies, football players happy about wearing the number 12. Brady and Rodgers have certainly done well.
Tom Brady has thrown 5 first-half touchdown passes.
On the 12s thing, my own personal favorites, 12 Monkeys, of course, Brad Pitt speaking in tongues back in the 90s. This is just too good.
Major low, danger, Will Robinson, danger. You got to get it together. Focus, focus, focus. Remember the plan.
There were 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus, maybe you remember, a pretty wonderful stoned-out album from the band Spirit back in the 1970s. 12, 12, 12, 1, 2, 1, 2, repeating endlessly for an infinitesimal instant, and then... And we're all just back out there driving. Where's the good luck and the good karma then, when the numbers don't line up anymore? I learned of the death of the brilliant Indian musician Ravi Shankar on 12, 12, 12. 92 years old, the most famous Indian after Gandhi. Beethoven, Mozart, and Hendrix all rolled into one. But he left this world yesterday, 11-12-12. What did he know? He was trying to get out of town before 12-12-12. Is he trying to tell us something? Shankar. Good karma, anyway. That's clear. What does it mean? I'll think about it tomorrow. When the calendar isn't hosing me down with 12s, it will all make more sense then.